Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. And it's Monday night, again. This is part two of a previous audio that we did. And I think that we're getting to a stage where I was talking to you guys a bit about booze. Okay. The reason being that today, Monday the 11th of August, happy birthday to Charlotte Leslie, MP, Bristol North West, 36 today. And she was on the radio this morning, talking about this whole thing, because they're talking about putting warning labels on bottles and cans of booze, like you get on packs of cigarettes, basically. And I sort of think, does this really make any difference? Yeah, I mean, they put all the warning signs on tobacco and on, yes, packs of cigarettes and stuff like that, and people are still buying the stuff. You know, they might have cut down. And if you've given up smoking, congratulations. Well done, you. You know, and there's talk of, is it going to get easier to actually say, is it going to get to, basically, is it going to make the same difference putting warning notices on alcohol? Okay. And as I was saying, that, you know, there's a stand that says that obviously the NHS is wanting to charge people. Well, I think the Northern Ireland Health Minister wants to charge people going to A&E as a result of drinking. I'm personally two minds about that, I had to say. I can see where it's coming from, and yes, I can see that I've sort of ended up in A&E. Not drink related, well, kind of drink related, I dislocated my shoulder basically by taking a timber or tumble down flight of stairs in the restaurant. And it's quite mercy. And so I went for the operation. As you know, I've just got it since then, in total, just got it four times. And we're finally going to get the op. Probably sometime in November. It's supposed to be this month, August, but now going to be moved to November. But we might get it before that, we don't know. But you know, keep you guys posted anyway. And I was sort of telling you in part one of this particular audio how, yeah, you sort of think that we've got a booze problem, but in even the New York Times, okay, New York Times from the weekend, this weekend just gone, says Britain's battle with booze or problem with booze. Let me just get the headline again for you. Here we are. Live. Actually, you've got the International New York Times. As in Britain and its problems with booze. Okay. Now, that's part of the wrong reasons I picked up the copy of the New York Times. International New York Times. Partly because I was interested in what it was like, and because of that headline, and partly because they also ran over the Irish Times. And it was a bit of a bummer there, and I thought, well, you know, we don't, as I said in part one, we don't tend to go and label our papers and do international versions and ship them out to the States, you know, and say, America's obesity crisis. America is gung-ho crazy, they're mad, you know, and all the rest of it. And I was just saying, also part one, that, yeah, you tend to drink and you socialise and you unwind, you relax. Yeah, you go in there thinking, I need to go to the loo, alright. I think it will work if I go publicly. Obviously, I can't just, you know, water a tree in the middle of a park. Because kiddies may be looking at you, and then you're going to be done for possibly exposure and paedophilia and all that jazz, which we don't even want to go anywhere near, basically. I've got a bit, as you can probably tell by the voice, It depends on, because one of my pet hates, right, when I go into the pub, and as I said, this is, you hear the original rant in part one. I don't know why I'm pointing, because you can't see what I'm pointing at. Anyway, I'm always doing that, aren't I? But, you know, you go into the pub. Okay, now, I like real ale, right? Don't mind it, I will freely admit to like a drink or two. I'm actually going to have a bit of a dry week this week. That's just fair to tell you, I don't feel like drinking. Why did I come? You know. Could say the home. Or throw the crap on the deli box. You know. And I said, you go there and you think, okay, I'll have a pint of that. And the beer, okay, real ale hand pump is in front of you. And so I'll have that. And I go to the opposite end of the bar. What? Stop pointing me, they can't see what you're pointing at. What is the point of that? What's wrong with that bun? That's true. That's a bit of a pet hate thinking of. Is the bun here? Is it because I'm standing by it? Thinking, oh my god. Oh my god, sir. I hope he doesn't stay by the bun. We don't want to stay by the bun. He might pop that bun up there at the bunkers. Ah! That's it. And just pet hate of mine. Nothing more, yeah, nothing less. But I think the fact of the matter is that we probably have got a bit of a booze problem here. And this isn't just the topic of the whole of these audios. Okay. It's just that talking, I thought, I haven't done an audio for a while, you see. Listen, we're just going this into part one first, and then you'll hear what I'm talking about, you know? Anyway, before you go, if you join us halfway through, welcome along. And, it was a case of just saying that, yeah, I just felt like giving up to what I've been up to of late. It's not a hell of a lot, to be honest with you. I've just been bothered about it. Still doing the radio. Rother's on the radio. BSR, Brainstorm Radio, 103.4 FM. Got to give the plug in. And also, Friday Wardrobe on Sunshine Hospital Radio. And that's Radio Channel 7 on your little telecall beta units. Let's talk about, actually, I'm getting Sunshine onto Patrick Online or something like that. They were only lying about doing it. So perhaps families of patients could listen in, you know? Because 9 out of 10, when we go down and do water, right? We'll remember the very nature of the title. Yeah, clues on the title, basically. Ward around. So you go around the wards, collecting patient requests. But normally what happens is it turns out, yeah, the patient will look at their family and you choose. Yeah, but they're not going to be listening. You're going to be listening. Yeah, they could pick pretty something that you've got absolutely no desire to listen to. Yeah. And we get some gems. We really get some gems. And there was that little fella. Oh, a few months ago now. Might have been last year, I can't remember. But what you said, yeah, well, nah, he's going to be something, I don't know. He'd be wanting the Frank Sinatra, yeah, the Andy Williams, the Humphrey Bogart and that kind of jazz and all that, the old Rat Pack, Dean Martin, Perry Como, all those. Oh, no. He wanted the latest hip hop. He's in his 80s, for God's sake. I mean, that ain't got no problems with that. You want it? If we've got it, we'll play it. Not until then, we haven't got it. But we'll try. We tried to wherever possible. And, same with BSR, basically. You can email studio at presentradio.com anytime you like. Well, not anytime you like, because we don't do live shows 24/7, sadly. We try, yeah, it's good to have the audience interaction, and I think it's nice with hospital radio in particular, is you go and say, one second. You go and say that, yeah, you try, and like, because I always like you go to the hospital. And that doesn't happen to be since the mid-noughties. When I had my right eye reattached, the rest of the right eye, not the whole eye, the whole eye was there, just the rest of the bit. Yeah, the eye was just sticking out going boing, 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 and all the rest of it. It was just the actual, that's the retina that got detached. Had to go reattached. They got it back with it. Without getting graphic, well, I know you guys don't like graphics, so, or some of you don't like graphics anyway, so, we'll basically keep that to a minimum. But that was the last time I was in hospital, I suppose. I'm due to go in hospital later this year. As you know, I don't lie. Tell a lie. But it wasn't really, because I didn't have a stay. It was a day case. It was the last hospital appointment. And that was to have a shoulder up. Stabilising it up on the left shoulder, I've got this skating. Got to have another one on the right shoulder, and we're hoping to have it this month, August. Oh, excuse me. And, but our pad is looking sometime November. And it just, you should love it. But I suppose at least we're not paying for it. Well, we are indirectly through taxes, aren't we? But yeah, it's not like some countries say, right, you know, you can't just walk into an A. That'll cost you 100 euro or something like that, you know. Hey, why? Why? Are you not depriving people? You know, are you not depriving the poor who can't afford to help? And I know Obama's trying to do this in America. And a lot of people have been asked about it, because presumably the medical insurers, Dr. Vicky, well, you know, 50 euro per GP appointment, ka-ching. Very much. Don't want to lose that. How dare you? I think, well, that's it. How dare you deprive people of healthcare? Okay, well, I'm going to get the soapbox. Because some of you, I enjoy the audios, and some of you think, okay, well, this is going to be political. Do you think it's going to be political? Do you think he can stop people? And it's just going to be up to me, but people entertain to us all. Well, I will try that for you. We have about, 2.5 minutes left to go on this particular recording. So, it's kind of things I've been up to. I'm going to be doing that and getting busy and doing the radio and so enjoying it. Looking for work, so get a job, all the rest of it. And, I suppose, that's a bit fed, but I don't know. I'm going to have to write cue cards. Okay, right, you enjoyed that. Okay, well, I've done that topic. We'll do that topic next, and we'll do that topic afterwards. Okay, right. And we've been to Balloon Fest. I'm going to tell you about the Balloon Fest in about, 1 minute 40 seconds. You know what's coming, folks, isn't there? There's going to be a part three around the corner. And, yeah, so we did that the weekend. Have you survived the weather? That's another topic we're going to cover as well in about 1 minute 25. And the Balloon Fiesta they did get some balloons. I sent it to the Balloon Fiesta, basically. It's Bristol International Balloon Fiesta. And it's, I think it's the second largest balloon fiesta in the world. Okay. And yeah, it's great fun because they're night clothes on the Thursday night and the Saturday night. And what they basically do, they tether the balloons, okay? And they use the burners to, yeah, they inflate the actual balloons, but tether the dirty rides or anything like that. And I think we've got another 50 seconds. I'll tell you a bit about this. I've got one to you, not that, you understand? And so basically, they tether the balloons, okay? And then there's choreography, but with using the burners, so. It's not the big shape, it's just the normal shaped balloons. If that makes sense. Probably not. I'll tell you more in part three, because we're coming to the end of this recording once again, another 20 seconds. So big thank you once again for your company. Always good to have it on these audios. If you want to follow me on Audioboo, it's audioboo.fm/Roddy Jenkins, capital R, capital J, if you don't mind, RODDY JENKINS. Love to see you for part three. So we'll catch you in a short while.